Morning Rush, top 10.
The best-selling books, hilarious topics,
intelligent, creative, and funny responses.
TMR Top 10.
Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube.
Only from Manila's hottest.
Monster RX93.
RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey, nasty. Hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yada, 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 yada.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1 and good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Welcome
Hi.
To the Morning Rush. You've got Hazel and Rika today, Monday, February 21, 2022. Chico is in Palawan enjoying himself.
I know, in paradise.
In paradise. So join us as we give you today's top 10 and a whole lot more on the show today. We'll be with you till 10 o'clock. So let's get started with today's top 10. It's been posted on Twitter already, and it was suggested to us by Homer Sweet Home. Today's hashtag is Masarap Akong Maging. So it could be anything really, but just to give you some examples, hashtag Masarap Akong Maging Kaibigan. Since I'm single, I'm always available kahit gaano pa ka spontaneous ang ganap.
But
I guess it's just easier when you're single, you know? You usually don't have plans anyway. So, alam mo yun, kahit sobrang last minute na, tara, let's go to Tagaytay. Or, tara, let's go to the beach. Parang, you're always G. Kasi when you're in a relationship, you have someone else to consider. Kasi baka, for example, if it's a weekend, diba, baka mamaya may gusto siyang gawin this weekend or something like that.
Yeah. And especially, or maybe you're just really always G.
But it's a little bit harder, I guess, especially not just when you're in a relationship, but when you get married and when you start to have a family of your own, then it's just more difficult, you know? You have to make plans to see people, right?
That's true. And pero at the same time, feeling ko, the other side should also understand.
Of course.
Parang, of course it's going to change when, you know, you start a relationship with someone or you get married.
But
diba?
We'll all have to make adjustments.
True.
Another example, hashtag masarap akong maging tita. I will spoil you rotten and treat you like my own. You won't even mind kung payakin kita minsan for fun. My new favorite thing on TikTok is watching yung mga tita. Mostly tita, may tito din na pinapayak yung pamangkin. They just show people how do it. But then of course, inaamo naman nila after. Pero wala lang. Kaaliw, because it
you
reminds me.
You should give me my favorite toy if I were the kid.
It reminds me so much of myself when I first became a tita. Because I have two pamangkins, my niece and my nephew. And when my sister had them, I was really young. I was in high school when my sister had my niece. So, gets, parang they're more like little siblings to me than pamangkins. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very maternal then, but I would spoil
like cousins.
Them. Yeah, like I would buy them, alam mo yung no occasion, I would buy them presents. I bought them pets even, like super spoiled. Yeah, I remember buying them bunnies just because I saw them at the store and I thought they would enjoy them. So, but
you were also a kid.
No, but then I started working in college, right? So when I was in college, that was when they were little kids. So I would spoil them so much. Oh my gosh. And even my boyfriend at the time would spoil them as well. Kasi alam mo yun, sobrang nakakatuwa talaga. But, yun nga, like every naughty tita, trip na trip ko yung pinapaiyak sila minsan. But, all love. Alam mo yun, all love. Gusto ko lang naman. Ang cute kasi. Pero ako din naman yung first na mga amo sa kanila.
True. Ano, basta bibigay mo nga yung favorite.
Of course! Maliit na bagay. Basta give me a good cry face. Wow!
Cry oh my gosh!
I love it when they try not to cry. Alam mo yung pinipigil pa nila?
And then, yung parang may inhale.
Nakikita mo yung corners ng mouth nila na bumababababa. Tapos nanginginig. Tapos parang ayaw pa, di ba? And then, if you push the right buttons, eventually, bigla na lang sasabog.
I don't even know how to make a toddler cry. Like, I don't know where to start.
Oh my God. I can teach you. No.
Oh my God.
I can teach you or I'll just show you na lang.
Oh my God.
Okay, another
Shield
example.
Your toddlers away.
Masarap akong maging kainuman kasi hindi ako malakas kumain ng pulutan.
Oh yeah. Yun yung masarap kasama sa inuman. And those people who don't order rice. Di ba laging issue yun na parang, God, why are you ordering rice? This is pulutan.
Ako siguro, I'll just order my own pulutan kung gutom ako. Pero I don't think I will order rice in a bar just because it's a little weird. I mean, pwede ka naman mabusog dun sa, di ba, sa normal pulutan. Like if you order wings or if you want some carbs, then get like a pizza or something. But yeah, if you feel like you're gonna be eating more than everyone else, you can always order your own, right? And then you can
share
the rest of the pulutan with the other people you're drinking with. But do you like people... when it comes to inuman na malakas uminom, mas malakas uminom sa'yo? Or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter as long as they're not rowdy. Because you know how there are like, that's actually one of my pet peeves na parang, yung parang bigla may 180 in their personality.
Biglang ang obnoxious na nila nung nalasing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so annoying. Yeah, and they're so loud and parang feeling mo naghahanap ng away.
Yes, as long as people are not rowdy, I'm great, I'm good.
Yeah, nobody likes a rowdy drunk, I think.
Because,
you know, I don't like rowdy people in general. Imagine kung lasing pa. Diba?
Alam mo, I remember. Yeah, I remember in college, I had a friend who's like that. Like, she's a tiny, tiny person. But whenever she gets drunk, she would actually, like, pick fights with people.
Oh
even
my
if,
God.
Like, alam mo yung parang wala naman talagang issue. She would make an issue. And then there's this one time, oh my gosh, like, she took, like, the bucket of ice and threw it sa gate ng random person. Oh my gosh, it was so weird.
What?
Yeah, oh my God, it's in.
What the hell? That's so weird. Okay, one last example.
But, you know, I mean, I'm guessing like, you know, people over, like, people get over that phase,
baka
I
repressed
guess.
Kasi siya.
I mean, pwede din. So, and maybe it was just that one time.
Maybe.
One time ko lang din naman siya nakasama.
Maybe she was going through something at the time. But one last example, hashtag, masarap akong maging kalandian kasi I don't kiss and tell.
Ooh.
So, whatever happens in your car stays in your car.
Eh, what if hindi lang kiss yung nangyari? Yes.
Appear.
Nag-high-five kayo.
Nag-shake hands kayo, ganun.
Oh, nag-shake hands kayo, bakit?
Well, basta don't kiss and tell, diba? Don't tell everybody about it. Nobody wants, diba, to be... how do you feel about men or women who kiss and tell? Partners who kiss and tell? Kung hindi naman to random strangers. Kunyari to their friends lang, ganun.
Well, I think... if it's just with your friends, and especially, like, to your close friends, I think it's fine. I mean, diba, parang hindi na naman yun parang kissing and telling. It's really more like, you know, building a relationship with your friends. Wow!
Kasi, ano, for me, there's kissing and telling, as in letting people know that you're hooking up. And then there's kissing and telling, as in giving them every dirty detail of whatever you did in private. And that's never good. Okay, that's never good. But I have to admit, when I was younger, I used to kiss and tell, like, every dirty little detail.
But just with your friends,
of course. I'm not going to, like, have a newsletter printed out. I'm not going to tell, my parents about it. But, yeah, I would tell my friends.
Tita, like, baby.
As in, like, from start to finish. And I remember pa, my memory used to be so vivid. As in, like, I can recall every moment of, the date or whatever. So, trust. Alam na nila lahat ng nangyari. But anyway. Yeah. So there. Those are just some examples. But feel free to send us your entries. Again, today's top 10 is hashtag masarap akong maging. Thank you, Homer Sweet Home, for suggesting that topic. If you've got entries, you can tweet at RX931. Please don't forget to include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Masarap Akong Maging in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10. Hello, Rika G.
Hello.
All right, let's get to it. We are thanking Homer Sweet Home for today's hashtag. It's hashtag masarap akong maging at number 10 from your cup of tino. Masarap akong maging kagrupo sa school project. If game kasakyan, mga kaartihan ko sa output, di ka mapapahiya sa grade.
Yeah, and plus, diba, it's a good project. It's a good outcome.
Of course. Do you remember anything specific from... Well, projects kasi most, especially, I guess when you're in elementary and high school, diba? Yung madaming project eh. Because I remember before, ito kaartehan talaga. Hindi ko alam ba't nauso siya before. Yung sinusunog-sunog yung edges ng paper.
Oh my God! Yes,
but
I remember.
But you used to do that
like
also?
Like you would make it look
God.
Vintage? Yes! Parang ganon.
I can't. We used to do that all the time. I don't know why that was a thing, but it was a thing.
And if you think about it, it's so risky because sometimes you would do that to the actual paper that you wrote on. Like, kunwari, let's say, like a book report. Tapos gagawin mo yun dun sa paper na actual.
Just to make
it just like,
I don't know. Yeah, you burn the whole thing and you're going to have to print it all over again. But I remember specifically the moment na nag-walk out si Cecil because... Inasar ko siya.
My.
That was what we were doing. Yun na yung part na nagsusunog na kami ng papel. Ng edges ng papel.
Kasi sinusundo ka na. Sinusundo ka na ng mga apoy.
But yeah, I'm sure marami ng bago ngayon that the kids
But
do.
But do you also remember that, I don't know, like a design or something where you would take a highlighter and then you would write a word, but with just strokes. Tapos you outline mo yung highlighter with a pen.
Yes! Or you will use like a gold or silver pen. Tapos syempre black yung paper. Para it's gonna look super
true,
cute.
Yeah.
The things we used to do, my gosh. I don't know why. Number 9 from Camilo. Masarap ako maging jowa kasi may lover ka na. May ATM ka pa. Alam mo, I don't know why, pero it's such a thing now. Parang sugar daddies have never been more popular than now. Diba? Because like on TikTok, you see people like literally looking for sugar daddy.
Exactly. People are more open about that kind of relationship.
Right? And it seems more accepted now for some reason. Like everybody wants it actually.
I feel like we're just convincing our listeners that whenever we do become sugar babies, they would accept it.
Hindi, totoo. Ngayon nga nagiging, ano na siya, nagiging hashtag goals na siya, diba? Before, it used to be frowned upon. It used to be, you know, an embarrassing thing pag nalaman na may sugar daddy ka or sugar mommy ka. But now people wear it like a badge of honor.
Like, I'm better than you.
Like, I'm hot baby. Enough for my sugar daddy or sugar mommy to want to spend money on me. Parang ganon, diba?
Oo.
At number 8 from Simply Nedge, masarap akong maging pasahero sa jeep. Hindi ko iisnabin yung mga inaabot na bayad sa akin. Ayan. Oh. Helpful. Mm-mm. Always willing to lend a hand.
Pero nakakapagod din minsan eh. Like, you have a threshold. Ako, honestly, I have a threshold when it comes to that. Yung parang, di ba there are other people? Alam mo ba, there was this one time, a person handed me their payment. Pababa na ako. And I'm like, are you serious?
What?
Di ba yung parang, oh. And I'm like, are you serious? And ignore ko siya. Umalis ako.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I need to go down, dude.
Umano ka, umusog ka, palapit kay kuya.
Yeah.
Was it just like the two of you?
No. It was just like, it was a lot of us. Hindi siya siksikan, pero still, there were other people in the jeep. Grabe talaga.
What did that person expect? Nababalik ka sa loob to hand the money? Ang weird.
Alam mo yung parang naka-squat na ako, yung parang medyo naka-ready na talaga ako to go down, and then handed me his payment. And I'm like, what? Weird.
No. At number 7 from Duchess Gemai, masarap akong maging shotgun sa long drive. I'm good with navigation at magaling kumain ng driver. I mean, magpakain ng driver kapag gutom siya.
What do you mean? Let's expound on that.
Feeling ko siya yung type na, kunyari, nag-drive-thru kayo, diba? Susubuan ka niya, like yung fries, ganyan. Kasi sometimes kung, diba, kung you can't take your hands off the wheel, mahirap to eat.
True.
How are you gonna do that? So, okay yung sinusubuan ka habang nagda-drive.
Actually, I find that really sweet. But logistically, I don't know how to like... Kasi minsan parang syempre, tatansyahin mo how big you're gonna open your mouth. So hindi mo alam kung like, sobrang laki ba? Or diba?
Uh-oh.
So I find it really sweet. I would love to have that kind of moment. Pero parang feeling ko... yung parang hindi mo alam ipapasok na ba yung sa bibig mo. Yung
dapat
burger,
magaling
ganun.
Ka mag-adjust, di ba? Magaling mag-adjust yung mouth mo kung maliit yung burger na ipapakain niya sa'yo or malaki. Uh-huh. Dapat ready to accept lang lagi yung bibig mo, di ba?
True.
Oo, ganun talaga. Even better pag yung, alam mo yun, pag yung pati drinks naka-ready para anytime, di ba? Lahat ng gusto mo.
True.
Food, drinks, subo lang ng subo. At number 6 from Juice Blank, masarap akong maging kainuman. Di ako madali malasing, kaya may mag-uwi sa inyo pag wasted na kayo.
You are the sober friend.
The sober friend. You know, feeling ko maabuso ko if I drove kasi I would end up driving everybody because I'm the one that doesn't drink. Ako yun, I'm the one that never gets drunk, right?
Yeah.
So,
buti na lang.
Buti na lang talaga. Yeah, but it's good to have a friend like that. What if, I have a question, what if your boyfriend is that guy? Will it kind of annoy
then,
you
know,
if your boyfriend ends up driving everybody home? Tapos kunyari wala ka doon.
Well, it depends on the people he's with. Like, alam mo yun, kung best friend naman niya or barkada.
Okay lang.
I mean, I would trust him. Kasi syempre, diba? I mean, once I find out that something happens, it's easy to make a decision. Sorry. Diba? You made that choice.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Pero alam mo yung parang, I also don't like it when friends abuse that. When they know na, well, somebody's gonna take me home anyway so I can get wasted if I want to. Yung parang, try to make it a point na you only get drunk enough na kaya mo pang alagaan yung sarili mo. Gets?
True.
Yung parang hindi yung papabayaan mo yung ibang tao to take care of you and to bring you home and all that. Kasi, that's not good either. I don't think that. I mean, occasionally, I guess, kung kunyari sobrang you had fun, diba? Okay, that's fine, I guess. But if every single time you go out, you end up being the alagaan, that's not good.
Exactly. It's that term, eh, diba? Na parang once you get called alagaen, it's a negative thing.
Exactly. At least ako alagain, pero hindi lasing. Wow! Alagain na hindi lasing.
Just make me a baby.
Oh, just take care of me. At number 4 or 5, from Wildfire, masarap akong maging ninong. Magiging expert ka sa paglalaro ng taguan. Hanapin mo ko. Well, if you're a kid.
Taguan.
If you're a
taguan
kid.
Taguan sa buong Manila. Taguan sa buong Philippines.
Pero parang hindi naman ano, hindi talaga nakakatuwa sa taguan na ikaw yung naghahanap. Ikaw yung taya. Mas masaya yung nagtatago. Oh, yeah. It's more exciting. Hindi ako natutuwa pag ako yung naghahanap. I'm the kind of taya na pag hindi kito kayo mahanap agad, uuwi na ako.
Yun,
so, balaki sa buhay.
Ang ganda.
Yeah, promise. Uh-uh. I don't know. Kainis kaya pag masyado magaling magta.
Actually, I also don't like being the taya in any game.
Yeah.
Kasi diba? Yung parang pinapahirapan niyo ko. So, most of the time, I would like do the bare minimum. You know
exactly
what I mean? Like, kasi hindi din ako competitive eh. So I'm like, whatever.
Which is why it's better to play games na yung team versus team kesa yung yes. may isang taya. Yeah, kasi it's annoying. And I remember...
My favorite, ano, Langit Lupa.
Ay, favorite ko din yun. And I remember, uh-oh, parang as kids, kami, we would pick on the weak person na laging taya. Alam mo yung pag laging, alam mong madali siyang habulin, madali yeah, siyang mataya. Yeah. Siya yung laging yung tinataya. So, kawawa. Alam mo yun? Na-imagine ko lang na it must be so annoying to be that person. Ako nga, hindi naman ako yung laging taya. Pero pag ako yung taya, I'm also picon. Yun nga, naiinis ako
annoyed
pag hindi ako makataya.
Pero, gusto ko yung casually sinabi mo lang na meron kayong laging inaasar, binubuli.
Hindi, feeling ko ganun yung, di ba ano yun, human nature? Parang pag na-sense mo na ako sino yung weakest link, yun na yung lagi mong go-to na hahabulin pag nataya ka.
Kawawa naman siya.
I think kids do that lang, alam mo yun, without malice. Hindi naman because you wanna pick on them, but it just so happens na ayaw mo kasi ikaw yung taya. So, syempre, you're gonna look for someone nga na kaya mong taya.
Yeah,
so it happens, you know. I apologize kung nakikinig man yung kalaro ko dati na laging taya. At number 4 from Camilo, masarap akong maging kasama sa shopping kasi kapag nag-enjoy ako, malamang ako pa magbayad ng lahat ng binili natin.
Ah, the best.
The best. Totoo.
Give them a good time.
It reminds me of Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yon? She's the type na parang, oh, you know, I bought it for you. Parang ganun. Sorry, may parang Russian accent kasi siya.
May biglang merong ano, smooth transition ng Russian accent.
Rika, come over here. I bought it for you. Parang
oh
ganun. But I promise, as in, kasi yung friend niya, one of her many friends, si Neff, yun, parang there is a specific scene na naalala ko na parang she is looking at a dress, nakita niya na sa loob ng store si Anna, it's like a high-end dress, tapos yun, oh, this will look good on you, tapos as in binili niya, so, alam mo yun, she was conning people left and right, but at the same time, she was being very generous to other, like, she would tip $100 everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, she would tip $100 to, like, the people who would, yung mga bellboys, the receptionist, uh-oh, person at the lobby. Yeah, like, every single time. But I guess it was to keep up appearances, but I feel like she was also just spreading the wealth, you know? Yung parang...
Spreading the ill-gotten wealth.
That's true. Pero, yun nga, I think mostly to keep up appearances, but also, so she can get the best service, diba? And she can get favors from them as well when she needs them.
You know, I feel like it's also hard if, like, you know, let's say you're a public figure and then you go to a restaurant. Parang feeling ko there's like this unspoken thing na parang lakihan mo naman yung tip ko. Because I remember I ate at a restaurant and then a politician or like basta parang ganun politician who went there. And obviously, people would come up to him and like shake hands with him and stuff like that. And he's not campaigning or anything. He was just like a well-known politician. So parang, and then I found out that at the end of the meal, parang he gave like everybody, all the wait staff and all the staff, like 500 pesos or something.
Wow.
And madami sila. Yeah. So, alam mo yung parang feeling ko din ang hirap kasi, you know, people are expecting.
But you know,
but that's like a lot.
That's true. But if I had a lot of money, I would probably be the type, I feel like. Which is kind of scary because I might not be able to keep my money at some point. Baka mabankrupt ako. But I do feel like I'm the type na I would give people, especially if it's just like loose change naman sa pera ko. Kunyari, sobrang I'm worth like a billion, like I'm a Kim K ganun, or I'm a Kylie Jenner.
Yeah,
I would be giving people money left and right, I think.
I'm actually not sure because, I mean, I was taught growing up na parang once you get money, parang medyo mahigpit with the money.
Right.
But obviously, I would want to share, right? But maybe in like another way.
I do feel like the more, ito ha, not because it's like such a cliche, but I feel like it's true. The more generous you are, like the more you give people money and the more generous you are, even to yourself, I do feel like, yes, you of course should keep your priorities straight, but feeling ko mas nagtatawag talaga siya ng pera. You make more money somehow.
Yeah.
Alam mo yon, when you're not so tight with your money, I just feel like it attracts good karma. As long as hindi naman to the point na yun nga, yung sobrang waldas na...
Ikaw na yung
literally
wala.
Literally, wala ka ng pera. Oo. Of course, you have to be smart about it, but you can't, you know, you can't just hang on to your money because, yun nga, it's just good to give money.
Kaya alam mo, Hazel, I suggest you be generous with your money to me, diba? Ganda nun. Maganda talagang idea yun.
Oh no, I think we lost
towards...
team. Bye. Hello.
I could still see my avatar.
Pero yeah, if you can lang naman, diba? Try to be more giving. Yes. At number 2 or 3 from the Super Malas guy, masarap akong maging astronaut because I can give you all the space you want. Ayan naman. Yan ang magandang ano, karelasyon.
Oh. Well, for you, I guess. But for Chico Clingy Garcia,
oh,
I don't think that'll work.
I don't think that'll work. But yeah. I just can't imagine not having my personal space. Alam mo yon, or not having space when I want it. It's so difficult to have like a backpack like Chico. You know what I mean? Someone who just won't leave you alone.
I guess like initially when you first start the relationship, I feel like you kind of have to set that boundary. Okay, whenever I need space, it doesn't mean that I don't want you anymore. I don't like you anymore. It just means I need space and that thing.
That's true. The thing is, me kasi, in the beginning of a relationship or even when we're just dating, I'm really the type na expect mo na bigla kong hindi masyado nagpaparamdam. Not because I'm playing games and nagpapamiss ako or whatever. It's just because sometimes I lose myself in my own world na parang, you know, just leave me be. And don't worry, I'm still here. Diba? You'll hear from me when I'm ready. Parang ganun. Ang hirap talaga. Especially if you've been single for a long time and then you get into a new relationship, I feel like it's going to take some time to adjust. Diba?
But I feel like, I mean, once you communicate that boundary, feeling ko, it's easy to understand, diba? But don't take it personally. This is just how I am. And it's not like it's a bad thing. Obviously, you have to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Right?
Some people are just clingier than others. I guess you just have to find a partner.
You find your people.
Na sakto. Oo. That works for them also. At number 2 from Arubin, masarap akong maging friend. May friend ka na, may benefits ka pa. Like what?
Yeah.
Ikaw ba? Anong benefit na...
SSS.
Anong benefit of being your friend? Ganon.
Being my friend? Uh-oh. Ano ba?
Anong pa-benefits
well,
mo?
If you like coffee, then, you know, it's... Mm.
That's true.
I'm a nice friend to be around, I guess.
That is true. Oo. Masarap. Masarap ang pakape ni Rica G. I mean, we tasted
what
it
else?
Last Friday. What else? I do feel like you're someone who's there when your friend needs you. Alam mo yun?
Oh, like, yeah, most definitely.
If someone actually comes to you and tells you, I really need, like, someone to be with right now. Or I'm going through something. Can we meet up for whatever? Feeling ko you're the type.
Most definitely.
Na, especially kung tipong and, hindi naman abuso na, abusado na friend na mayat-maya ganun yung sinasabi sa'yo. Diba?
Hindi. Tsaka especially when, you know, you are really going through something. Till the end talaga. Like, I will see through. Like, to the point that even if I'm having a bad day, ma-accommodate kita. I don't know. It's just in my brain na parang feeling ko, well, they need me, I guess.
May isa pa akong benefit na ano, naisip na from you.
Ano?
As your friend. Ano? Free consult kay Dr.
Oh, totoo.
Tsaka kay Doc Rose ang may questions. Uy, ano po talaga naman kay Doc George? Okay lang ba
grabe,
inumin to?
Grabe, pinapakalat ko yung mga number ni Doc Rose at ni George.
Oh my God.
I-text mo si Papa. Ano, kayo na lang mag-isip. Ganun ako lagi.
But yeah, kanya-kanyang benefits yan eh, diba? May, kasi there are some friends. This is so true ha. Na-realize ko lang. Kasi I have friends na in the event of an emergency, I know they can be counted on. So, I have a number of friends in mind. You're probably one of them that I would think of calling in case of an emergency. But then there are other friends naman na, yeah, they're not someone to be counted on pag ganong mga situations because mostly they don't pick up their phones or hindi lang sila readily available all the time. But, let's say they're very generous, like they are very thoughtful. Sila naman yung mahilig mag-gift, ganyan-ganyan. So iba-iba gifts, parang yeah, you get different benefits talaga.
Isang benefit when you go shopping with Hazel, minsan naaambunan kay siya madalas maaambunan ka talaga.
Well, yeah, I guess if ano, kaya nga mas gusto ko na ngayon mag-online shopping na lang.
Yung parang, huwag mo na ako samahan dito.
Okay lang, order na lang ako online para daw wala nang ano, wala nang dodoble pa sa gastos. But of course, it's always fun to do that with friends. No? But anyway, the top hashtag masarap akong maging comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
masarap akong maging tita. I'm the one you can make kwento about anything and I promise I won't tell your mother.
Anything?
Do you have a tita like that?
I don't.
Ako din eh, wala.
Kasi parang feeling ko, kahit na, parang feeling ko they would still have that type of concern to the point na nasabihin nila sa parents ko. I'm really paranoid when it comes to that. It's not that meron ako tinatago,
yeah.
Pero wala lang. Parang
But ako, parang feeling ko it would be so nice to have a tita like that.
True.
Kasi wala nga akong ganun. Pero I feel like I probably could have been that tita. I can still be. Kasi nga, hindi ganun because my pamangkins are in the States. So, we don't really get to see each other, you know, or talk on a regular basis. Pero feeling ko, if they grew up here, if I were there with them, I would be that tita. Kasi I feel like I can relate since yun nga, like I said, we're pretty close in age. So, yeah, I would probably be that tita. Nakakasad lang na I could have had that tita, I feel like. Kaya lang kasi the tita that I was closest to as a child passed away pretty early. Medyo bata, as in bata pa ako, like I was 3. My mom's sister. So, feeling ko she could have been that tita for me growing up. So, wala lang. Parang medyo sad lang din. Na wala, walang ganong figure. Although, you know, I can pretty much tell my mom anything. So, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah. Oo. You have that type of relationship anyway.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Na parang,
especially now that you're an adult already. Diba?
Oo. Especially when you're an adult.
Yun nga, that's the thing pala. Even if you did not have that type of relationship with your mom growing up, when you're an adult, try to, I guess, change the relationship. You can mm-hmm. be more open. Mm-hmm. Diba? They might be more open to hearing about your misadventures. Kasi alam yun, malaki ka na naman. So, maybe you can get closer, diba? So, there. Anyway, we'll do another batch in just a little bit, but keep sending in your responses, your entries to Twitter at RX931. Please don't forget to include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Masarap Akong Maging in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1, time for another batch of today's top 10. Hello, Rika G.
Hello.
All right, so let's get to it. We are doing the top 10 hashtag Masarap Akong Maging. Thank you, Homer Sweet Home, for suggesting today's topic. Let's kick things off with the number 10 from Maxim De Winter. Masarap Akong Maging Travel Buddy. Wala kang poproblemahin kung saan pupunta at papano pupuntahan. I do like knowing like how to get to whatever destination. Alam mo yun, kunyari, we're planning to go to a theme park. Dapat alam nyo na from start to finish. Alam mo yung papunta, pauwi, and all that. Just to make things easier for you.
Yeah, but there is still that appeal of, you know, quote-unquote, getting lost sometimes.
That's true. For me, I do like getting lost, but not when I know where I'm going. You know what I mean? Because there are times na lalabas ka ng hotel, and then you're just gonna walk aimlessly, like with no idea where you're headed. Yung bahala na kung saan ka mapadpad. But then, kunyari, yun, like, a good example would be a theme park where you wanna get there as soon as you can. So you can already start since it's going to be a long day.
Yes.
Diba? So, mas okay na alam mo na yung logistics, diba? Para you'll have more time to enjoy dun sa actual place na pupuntahan nyo. Oh, I miss traveling. I just miss it so much.
Even just like here in the Philippines, I would love to, you know, have a road trip or...
I know. Maybe we can still
climb
do
a mountain.
That.
Climb a mountain!
I think actually it will be easier for us to do that. No. I mean, you know. Na mababawasan na yung magle-leave ng weekend. Maybe we should, right? Didn't we make plans with Chico and...
Yeah, at the start of the year, remember?
Yeah, well, we'll talk to them when we see them. Number 9 from Homer Sweet Home, our topic sender. Masarap akong maging kaibigan. Hindi ka lang sa chismis magiging updated, pati sa relevant news pa. Oh, mahirap naman yung puro chismis lang yung what you bring to the table. Of course, you want someone to talk to about current events and actual important stuff happening around us, diba? Lalo na nung ano, nung start of the pandemic, diba? When we were all just watching the news and alam mo yun, we didn't know how to deal with it yet.
Yeah.
Importante yun.
I mean, it's nice that you have someone to talk to like that. Especially yun nga, yung kunwari. Yung ganun at the start of the pandemic. Parang feeling ko it will ease your mind.
Exactly, diba? Tapos parang you get facts from that friend. Hindi lang puro finorward sa Viber group, diba? From another Viber group. Pero speaking of the pandemic, ako lang ba nakakapansin? People are just like partying. The clubs are like, alam mo yon, I'm seeing like bars that are
open
full.
Here?
Well, I did see a La Union post where people were partying. Okay. I mean, I understand that's not in Metro Manila. But still, I am seeing more and more of these posts of people in very crowded places, having the, you know, the time of their lives, as in.
Well, you know, in my opinion, I feel like kasi at one point we would have to go back to normal, obviously.
True.
And as long as, you know, people aren't, you know, breaking any rules, still following, and plus, you know, kumbaga parang willing sila to take that risk. I don't know. For me, if it permits situation, then I guess it's fine.
Napaisip na ako eh. Could it be still, because so many people got it during the beginning of the year surge, na parang everyone suddenly so confident na parang, well, I just had it, so I think I can go out now, I can do whatever. I did see a post, someone I know tweeted something like, lumabas siya, nagpunta siya ng mall, hindi siya madalas lumabas, tapos yung post niya, ganito na pala ngayon sa outside world, no? Yung mga tao nasa baba na ng ilong yung mask. I mean, yeah, we see it more and more now, but please, you know, if you're gonna wear a mask, please wear it properly. Unless you're dining out, alam mo yun, unless ganun yung situation. Pero if you can, please, of course, please still wear it properly. We don't want, diba, another surge, especially because summer is coming. We want to be able to do whatever we want to do, right?
Alam mo, I can't even imagine a life not wearing masks.
Right?
Feeling ko, even if we're allowed to, I would still wear it.
Parang
nakasanayan ko na.
I would want people to still wear it also.
Yeah.
And I would want to wear it personally. Just because, yun nga, so we don't, you know, we don't spread germs and basta,
and plus
other viruses.
Yeah, it's protecting yourself and protecting others.
Totoo, yun naman talaga yun eh, diba? Tsaka parang, pansinin nyo talaga, when we started wearing masks, hindi ka na yung sakitin. Diba? Before, feeling ko parang meron ka laging seasonal colds or uubo-ubo. Diba? A lot of people would suffer from those regularly. Pero nung nag-start na mag-mask, parang hindi na talaga, hindi na sakitin yung mga tao. Thank God. So, maybe we should just keep that even after the pandemic. Number 8 from Supergirl Melay. Masarap akong maging jowa kasi ikaw ang una at huli kong mamahalin. How do you feel about that? I just kind of feel like it's a lot of pressure to be someone's first.
To be someone's first, I guess it's fine. Especially when you're younger, obviously. It's like the most romantic thing in the world, right?
Have you ever been someone's first girlfriend?
As a full-on adult?
Well, ever.
Never, obviously.
Never?
Pero,
no, even like, let's say when girlfriend. You were a little younger. You weren't the first.
No, I never had a boyfriend when I was younger.
Oh, I had a boyfriend. And I was the first girlfriend.
You were, yeah.
So
that make you feel? That make you feel like super special and stuff?
Well, he made me feel extra special. Kasi nga, since I was his first, he was so excited to do everything right. He was like the perfect boyfriend on paper. And like, well, basta perfect siya na in terms of he was so nice. He would like, alam mo, go above and beyond to do stuff for me, to make me feel special. But he wasn't my first boyfriend. And I just wasn't a great first girlfriend. Let's just put it that way. Hindi. Feeling ko, ang pangit na experience niya.
Yeah. Was he ever curious of your previous boyfriends?
Well,
you
he
know,
knew
knowing
because
that you're the first girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, because the first date I went out on a date with him before I broke up with my ex-boyfriend before.
Not disturbing at all.
No, I was in college. Okay, I was young.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't so serious, you know. Well, at least I wasn't so serious.
Wait, pero you had to break up with your previous boyfriend first.
I did. But, you know, like I said, I went out on a date. I went out on a date with the next boyfriend. But it's not like anything happened. We didn't kiss. We didn't told him. Yeah. We didn't do anything like that. We just went out period. But at that point, I was already thinking about breaking up with the ex. You know, I just also wanted to see if I would be, parang if I wanted to get in a relationship with this other guy. And then after that date, I was like, okay, I like you. Okay, so I'm gonna break up with my other boyfriend. So, ganon. Anyway, basta, after that, it wasn't such a good relationship. And he wasn't ashamed to let me know. As in, he told me when, you know, after yeah. the relationship, how horrible I was.
Oh my God!
And how disillusioned he was after our relationship. Well, he basically said, you know, after I realized when it comes to relationships, it's either you're the one that's treated like shiz or you treat them like shiz. So after me, I think he was a horrible boyfriend to all the next girlfriends had. Because he felt like, alam mo yon, yung parang ginawa ko sa kanya, gusto niyang gawin sa next girlfriend niya. Next girlfriends niya before they do it to him. So, naging ganun siya. But, you know, of course, now he's happily married. I think he's okay. So, okay naman. Naka-move past naman siya dun sa phase na yun. But for a while there, he was, you know, he wasn't in a good place. And I felt bad. I did. So, parang for me, medyo a little too much pressure to be someone's first. Kasi, alam mo yun, you should try to make it special for them.
Oo.
Kahit papano. Kasi ayaw mo silang i-traumatize, diba?
Oo. Kasi usually, diba, you would be each other's first.
Alright.
Usually, at like, a young...
I guess.
At a young age.
Oo.
Pero, eh, syempre kasi you kind of started early. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. And I yeah. was... I was never... Well, when I was... When I started dating first, yung mga dinidate ko, hindi na sila, alam mo yun... Hindi na sila baguhan sa dating.
Not in your radar.
Let's just put it that way. Kasi nga, mas gusto ko yung older, diba? But anyway, I don't know, ikaw ba? Yung first mo, would you say na it was a pretty good experience for you?
Not really. Because... Ano ba? Parang at one point kasi parang that person treated me like shiz and I let them. Mm. I let them. Yeah. And ano ah, you know, that's the relationship. Now 1 year and a half, but it felt like it was 10 years. Oh. It was that castle.
Oh wow.
Ganun. Yeah, we were only together for a year and a half and I'm like, wow,
para
that
tumanda
aged
ka ng, ng isang dekada. Oh. Grabe. Oh, that's wild. At number 7 from Victoriano, masarap akong maging tutor kasi tuturuan kitang magmahal. Very ano, very cruel intentions. It reminds me of Sarah Michelle Gellar and what's her face? Selma Blair. Diba? Yung parang tinuruan niya mag-kiss.
Grabe.
Did you ever watch Cruel Intentions?
I did. Yeah. I did. And I'm like, and I watched it as like parang recently lang, maybe like 2 years ago or something. And I'm like, how did I miss this movie?
I think when it came out, maybe you were a little too young. Because I remember when it came out, it was like a coming of age movie, yung parang medyo sexual awakening movie for me.
Oh yeah. Something yeah. was awakened. Probably.
Something was awakened. Parang I wasn't sure kung sinong ano eh, kanino ko nahahatan doon sa movie, kay Sarah Michelle Gellar ba, kay Ryan Phillippe, kay Reese Witherspoon. Yung parang I was so confused.
Grabe.
But yeah, such a hot movie with the best soundtrack, by the way. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Number 6 from Arubin. Masarap akong maging teacher. Wala akong pake sa attendance nyo basta pasado kayo sa exams ko. Okay yun, di ba?
Well, yeah, you know, I had a professor like that in college. Like, there's no attendance, but when you do decide to go to class, you have to be present. Like, you have to be there. Kumbaga, bawal matulog, you can't go on your phone. Kasi, diba, sobrang lenient na lang niya. If you have to be on your phone, just don't come to class. Just ganun lang din siya. Like, as long as you pass our exams, he's good.
I had and a professor like that.
A big guy. Ganun. Strict din siya.
Anong subject you remember?
Economics. I remember.
I had a prof like that as well. Ito naman algebra. Tapos, alam mo yung...
Okay.
Ganun. Parang... I'm not gonna check your attendance. Just, you know, as long as you pass everything. And you don't miss, like, the quizzes and whatever and all the exams. Pero alam mo yung parang medyo pointless din yung ano niya na wala siyang pake sa attendance. Kasi if you actually don't attend his class, it's going to be extra hard for you to pass anything. Because these are stuff na harder to learn on your own. Parang it's just easier to just attend the class and listen to his lessons rather than figure it out on your own. Wala lang. Parang na-realize ko lang din na medyo... Siguro kaya rin confident siya na wala akong pake kung pumasok kayo o hindi. Kasi parang papasok eh. Alam mo yun? Medyo marirealize
siya
mo
kasi
parang hirap
hindi
pumasok.
Sure siya na when you do come in, you will learn something. It will help you.
True. Sobra. Sobra talaga. I think pagka ganun, it's easier for them to do that. Kasi nga you will go to class by choice. Diba? Eh kasi, kunyari yung subject mo, I don't know, let's say it's something simple like word pro, ganun, yung tipong typing class or whatever. Diba? Parang, hindi na ako papasok. Pwede ko namang mapass yan for sure, even if I don't attend class. So, diba? Hindi ka namang papasok. Sayang naman. Number 5 from the Caesar salad, masarap akong maging kachismisan. Sa sobrang short term ng memory ko, chismis mo ngayon, limot ko na bukas. Mababa ang chance na imarites ko sa iba.
The marites meter is low.
Right.
You know what? There are certain chismis that I'm kind of like that. Kumbaga parang I don't give mental space for it. Yes, I would listen. I would laugh about it. But it would not be in my mind.
Same.
Yeah.
Or there are certain things that I remember for a little bit and then eventually I'll forget. Parang na-realize ko, as you get older talaga, the retention becomes, I don't know, less accurate. Kasi siguro masyado nang maraming nakastore sa brain mo from like your childhood and stuff na yung mga medyo hindi naman ganun ka-relevant to you or hindi naman ganun ka-importanting information na nakukuha mo as an adult. Alam mo yung parang napoprocess na siya ng brain mo na na-eliminate na sila automatically to make space for stuff that's more important?
True.
Diba? Mm-hmm. I think ganun talaga. So, yeah.
Yung kumbaga parang meron akong ano eh. I don't know if you have that too. Yung parang meron akong folders in my brain na parang important, not important.
Yeah, totoo.
For the apartment.
Yung parang, ito yung don't forget, very important. Ito yung parang, okay, it's good to remember now, but in case you forget, it doesn't matter, it's okay. May mga ganun. And
yes.
Usually, pag chismis lang naman, then yun. And especially if it doesn't involve yourself. Diba? Yeah. Mas madaling makalimutan. Number 4 from Victoriano, masarap akong maging tubero. Paluluwangin ko ang masikip at barado mong tubo. Mahirap yan kapag may bara, di ba? Kailangan talaga ng ano? Ng magaling na tubero.
Liquid sosa.
Pwede. Pwede rin ano, para natural, di ba? Vinegar and baking soda.
Yes, true.
or pag medyo malala na ano.
Ay, Dubai?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Or pag medyo malala na, grease trap na yung ipalinis mo.
Oh,
which
yeah.
You should do every 6 months. And actually, I haven't done it in over a year. So I need to get it done soon.
Oh my gosh, I actually don't know if I have a grease trap. How will I know?
Look under your sink. Meron kasing ibang condo na walang grease trap eh. Yung sa akin kasi okay. May grease trap ako. So,
wait, yeah. What's it for again?
It basically, yung sa sink mo sa lababo, that's where all the, you know, it kind of filters the all right, the stuff right. Na bumababa down your drain. So, yeah. Medyo ano siya, pag mababa na yung, mabagal na yung baba nung water,
water,
it might
yeah.
be a sign that your grease trap needs cleaning. But yeah, dapat mini-maintain talaga yung mga ganyan regularly. Adulting. Number 4 from Jambu Sore. Masarap mm-hmm. akong maging unan. Pwede mo ako yakapin at iyakan. You know what? That's one friend. That's a friend that I don't feel like I have. I'm sure meron namang willing, pero parang hindi, wala akong maisip na.
You just, I guess hindi kasi diba nga parang
because we don't do, yeah,
you
maybe.
Didn't really set up a friendship like that.
Like that, exactly. Parang pagka ba I need a shoulder to cry on, Rica, will you be my unan? Parang no, diba? Ano? Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
I mean, I guess the best person to, or the easiest person to make your unan would be, let's say, a significant other. Because I think it's an unspoken thing. Even if you don't say that, can you be my unan whenever I'm having a bad day? Obviously, diba? They're gonna be there for you, diba?
Yeah. Can you be my unan even if I'm not having a bad day? Be
oh, yeah.
in my bed, diba? Oh, just be in my bed with me.
Mm-mm. Can you be my, ano, my kumot, ganon.
Ikaw ba, you like,
underwear,
ano?
Not
gusto mo ba ng unan na between your legs?
Yes, I like, before, I used to have a dentay for years.
Ano nga yung dentay diba? You told us before?
Yung, it's kind of like a long pillow.
Like a hot dog?
You hug. Yeah, parang like a hot dog. Yeah.
Ah.
I remember it was an actual dog, as in like, not an actual dog, but like, ano, pillow, dog pillow there. Pero mahaba siya.
Oh, ako naman, I'm not a fan of hot dog pillows, but I always have dalawa na akap. One for my arms and one yes. for my legs. So, yeah, I like having pillows between
Didn't
my
they
arms.
Say that
or
that's like the best position to sleep in?
What?
Like, it's easy on your, you know, when you have pillows on your, arms or shoulders, parang ganon, to like to lean on, and then between your legs.
I don't know,
and they
kasi,
say it's kind of like easy on your spine and stuff.
I wouldn't know, pero kasi side sleeper ako eh. But I think the optimal Same. Sleep position really is on your back, and you should have like a pillow under your feet ba or under your legs, parang ganon,
really?
Or under your knees or something
oh.
like that. Yeah, yeah, pero dapat diretso ka. Hindi ka dapat nakagilid. That's what they say. Tapos hindi dapat masyado mataas yung pillows mo.
Yeah.
But I can't. I'm the opposite. Ang pillows ko, I always have two on my head. And then, yun nga, I sleep on my side. Medyo laging ngawit ako pagkagising. Ganong level of hindi maganda yung sleep positions ko.
For some reason, you know what? I really want to know what kind of sleep position I'm in whenever I get a stiff neck, because I want to avoid it.
I always get
the
a
other
stiff
day,
neck.
Yeah, it's like 2 days ago. I had the worst stiff neck as in, and I'm like, I want to put up a camera. Alam mo yun yung parang, I want to put up a camera in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Eh, paano kung may iba kang makita? That's too scary. I wouldn't risk it.
Oh my
it.
God.
I don't wanna. God. Or alam mo yung how some people wanna know kung paano sila mag-snore or if they snore. So, nagre-record sila ng audio. But then, what if may iba kang marinig? Parang,
yeah.
Oh my
what
God.
If you hear someone say,
oh my God.
Hello.
That's so scary. That is so scary. Or parang biglang, nung pin-layback mo na, no? Gusto mo lang naman marinig kung nagsusnore ka. Biglang ang narinig mo, tulog na siya. Oh my God! May nag-uusap!
What?
Watching you
oh
sleep.
Oh my gosh. That sent chills down my
I
spine.
I cannot. No, we're not gonna do that, okay? We're not gonna do that. At number 2 from Jungkook's girl, masarap akong maging shopping buddy kasi isa akong dakilang enabler. I'll never tell you not to buy something. Medyo delikado to kasama mag-shopping.
Delikado, oh.
Pero masaya, di ba?
I don't know if that's the best.
Parang ano eh. Ako, I think I need someone who will do the opposite just because
yeah.
I don't need extra pushing when it comes to buying stuff. I don't need anyone to push me any more than I already want to make that purchase. Feeling ko nga dapat yung, ano eh, yung sure ka ba? Or yung parang, ah, parang merong mas ano, mas okay na mas mura dyan. Dapat may ganun akong friend para,
uh-oh,
alam mo yun, to make me reconsider. Although I do like shopping alone. You know why?
True.
Because when
nobody will stop me.
Nobody will stop me. Exactly. So I just get whatever I want.
Exactly.
Tapos feeling ko, wala pang ano, walang judgment. Walang mag-judge sa akin secretly na, bayan, kung anong pinagbibili nito. I can pretty much do whatever I want. So, yun.
Ako ano eh, like, whenever I shop with someone, actually, I never shop with somebody. Like, whenever I need to buy something, I shop alone.
Yeah. To get things done so, faster, no?
Yes.
I know.
Pero ano, when I shop with someone who needs to buy something, hindi ko din naman sila sinasabihin na parang, oh, you know what? I know some place na parang it's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Kumbaga, I just let them be.
Yeah.
Pero hindi rin ako enabler.
Parang you're neither. You're in the middle.
Oh.
Ako ano kasi, yun nga, when I want to actually shop and I know that I want to shop, I will just do it alone. But then there are moments na you want to go to the mall with a friend just to go around, alam mo yun, chika-chika while you go to different shops. And then yun yung mga times na you're not particularly, ako personally, I'm not particularly looking to buy anything. Yung parang, I want to check out what's out there. Kung meron akong type na type, ibibilin ko. Kung wala, okay lang din na I don't buy anything. But, ang delikado kay Jungkook's girl, alam naman natin kung saan siya nagsha-shop, di ba? Medyo mga luxury items yung mga sinashop niya lang.
I know.
So, parang delikado talaga siya kasama.
Hindi. Ako naman, kahit na she's an enabler and we're in those kinds of shops, wala akong pambili.
Ay, oo nga. So, wala rin siyang may enable sa atin eh. Parang,
wala.
Well, you go buy what you want. Go lang. We'll support you. We'll just get the free water. Ganong level. We'll get the free champagne or whatever. And the top, hashtag masarap akong maging comes from Duchess Jemai.
Duchess Jemai said,
masarap akong maging kasama sa video kay. I limit my songs to 2 at a time. Hindi ako magka-concert kasi alam ko, gusto din kumanta ng iba.
Well, sometimes kasi I put in a lot of songs but it doesn't mean that I'm gonna sing all of them. Sometimes it's a group thing. Sometimes I would give it to another person. So,
Ako kasi more than 2. Pero alam mo yung ano kasi, by request eh. Parang on demand. Yung parang please sing mo.
So, yung parang Hazel.
Fine. If you really want my singing to continue. Okay, fine. Put in 10 more. 10 more!
10 more! Alam mo, gusto ko nagbi-video kay pag ano, you know, people are starting to leave.
Kasi wala nang ano, wala nang storbo, wala ka nang ano, pagpapanggap na you still want to give others a chance. Yung parang akin na to. Ako na.
Pero hindi yung ano hindi yung tipong they're leaving because of my singing.
No. Yung talagang nag-uulian na kasi late na. Ganon.
Diba? Alam mo yung once nakita nila na I'm setting up the karaoke machine, they're gonna be like, ay, uwi na ako. Late na. Ay, mapapagod na ako eh. People
you
start
know,
leaving.
I so miss video key nights here at the station. Yes. And I can remember so many times na kami yung nagsara ng station. Inumaga na kami dito. And before, I would always end up leaving so late, kasama ko na lang would be si Raffy Reyes.
Yes.
Si Seraphy B. So yung mga ano, wala yung mga singing crew, ganun. Tom, DJ Tom, sobrang ano din, go-go when it comes to karaoke. So, Yeah, nakaka-miss, no? Hopefully, we'll be able to do that soon. So there you go. We'll give you another batch on Facebook Live. We'll do one last batch, okay? So join us. Around maybe 9:30 we'll go live. Okay, so we'll see you there. Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live. Again, our top 10 for today. If you've got entries, tweet us at RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Masarap Akong Maging in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for another batch of the Top 10. The final batch. We'll do the bottom half and the top half. And we're already on Facebook Live. So go check us out. Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live as well. Hello, good morning to all the monsters watching us on Facebook and already commenting. Hopefully Rika G will be with us shortly, but while we wait for her, just some quick greets. Good morning to Jenny Jen Jen. Also, good morning to Melai, Supergirl. Hi to Archer Galar, Kuya Juvie, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Pill. Also, saying good morning to JM, to Ken, to RM Santos. Hi to Joy. And good morning to all the monsters on Telegram and Viber, like Mayi. Also, saying good morning to Kat, to Rob. And what's up to No Land is an Island. Thank you for tuning in. Hello to you. Don't forget the monster text line if you don't have it saved yet on your phone. 0961-1367-931. So you can reach us via Viber or Telegram anytime. And hello, Team Bahay, Rika G.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. She is with us. She is everything. Okay. She is the moment. People are wondering what's going on this week. Well, we did make an announcement Friday. So, let's make it as fun as possible. And you know what? Because we're going to do bottom half and top half today. For our in-between, we're going to do Ask Rika G. So you can ask her whatever you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this going to be an everyday thing?
We should make it an everyday thing. We should. Although I'm a little scared.
The more I talk, oh, my gosh, I can't.
I'm a little scared. Okay, but anyway. Okay, let's do the top half. No, the bottom half first. Okay, of the top 10, hashtag masarap akong maging. Thinking Homer Sweet Home for today's topic. At number 10 from Coons, masarap akong maging katabi sa pagtulog kasi di ako humihilik. Pag may mga out-of-town trips, kunyari company outing, yun yung okay na kasama, di ba? Yung hindi malakas humilik. Or hindi humihilik at all.
But then again, ako kasi I'm not a light sleeper. So as long as I sleep before you,
you're good.
Parang I'm good, yeah.
Ako naman, kasi I think I don't really snore regularly. But like with most people, alam mo yung pag sobra kang pagod or wala kang tulog, that's when you actually snore, diba? Hindi mo ma-help. Or pag medyo may sipon-sipon vibes ka, ganun. The problem is, kapag nagta-travel, that's usually when you don't get any sleep before leaving. Kasi diba, nag-impake ka pa and all that. So, nakakahiya lang din if you start snoring, diba? But I guess it can't be helped sometimes. Number 9 from this guy, JV. Masarap akong maging katabi sa field trip, road trip, or any travel kasi madami ko palaging baon na snacks.
Hey, that's me.
That's you. I was just gonna say, ako, that was me in school before, but as an adult, I feel like yung normal day, I'm not the type who would have snacks in my bag. Si Rika yun talaga. For real.
Yes.
Like, I can...
As in, well...
I know I can count on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's also for me.
Yeah. Alam mo yung I can count on you, pero mahihiya akong humingi kasi alam kong yun nga, it's for your hypoglycemia in case bigla kang magutom, ayoko namang kainin, diba? Baka ikaw yung mawala ng snack. Pero in case of emergencies, at least, diba, you're ready. Ready with a snack. Okay, I think my internet is going a little crazy. Just stick around, you guys. I can see it desperately trying to reconnect. Kuya Albert, I need some help here. Okay, he's taking care of something, but he will reconnect us in just a little bit. Anyway, at number 8 from Chinito Ken, I'm just gonna keep doing it until we get reconnected on Facebook Live. At number 8 from Chinito Ken, masarap akong maging gym buddy. May spotter ka na. May tagahilod ka po pag nasa shower na tayo. What a good friend. Such a good gym buddy. Alam mo yon, lahat na ng kailangan mo, he will provide. I think, gusto ko ulit isali si Chinito Ken sa Monster Matchmaker because of that. I feel like there will be a lot of takers. Okay naman talaga yon. Somebody who will help you clean up, right? After you get a little dirty and a little sweaty at the gym. Number 7 from Call Me Rovi. Masarap akong maging customer sa grocery. I always make sure na nakaayos lahat sa cart para mabilis at organized pagdating sa cashier. I am so jealous of people who are so good at putting everything in their carts in an organized way. I mean, I start off that way because obviously I want to keep it organized and neat as well. But at some point, when the cart begins to fill up, hindi mo na masyadong napapansin where you put everything as long as everything is there, right? So, it gets a little confusing. But when I do put it on the counter, pag magbabayad na, I try to make sure na, kumbaga, all the frozen food yun muna, and then all the non-food items, parang yun, nakaset-set sila. Para rin it's easier for them to bag your groceries, right? Anyway, at number 6, which is the last one for this batch before we do our in-between. Number 6 is from Chasing Charles. Masarap akong maging manager. I will pressure you enough to get you going and not to kill you. Yeah, pressure is good as long as it's reasonable. Like Chasing Charles is saying. Because you don't want someone who won't push you at all. Like who won't care about your output or what you do. Siyempre gusto mo rin naman someone who motivates you, right? To do better. But at the same time, you can't overdo it because then you might not get the results that you want when you put too much pressure on everybody. So you have to find that right balance, I guess, as a manager or as a boss. But what do I know? I'm no boss. Nux. Anyway, there you go. The bottom half of today's top 10. We'll give you the top half before we go to wrap it up. But Kuya Albert, I need some help because my internet is dead and my Facebook Live is dead. But yeah. Anyway, hopefully you guys are still there with Rika G and I hope you guys are having fun. Don't go anywhere. Okay, here we go. We are reconnecting. But while we do that, go ahead again. Join us. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live. You can ask Rika G whatever you want to ask her. That's what we're doing for our in-between while we play more music here in the booth. Up next, something from our Monster K-pop playlist. This one's called Heart Only on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for the Top 10. And we've got the top half of the final batch. Hello, Rika G.
Hello, Hazel Hottie.
We are still on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Let's start off with number 5. Thank you, by the way, to Homer Sweet Home for suggesting today's hashtag. Masarap akong maging. Call me Rovi says, masarap akong maging taga-utang. I'll pay you more than the amount you lend me as a thank you. Natinulungan mo ko nung nangangailangan ako. May interest oh, wow. Yung pa-utang sa kanya. Hindi mo na kailangan patungan siya na mismo yung magkukusa na dagdagan.
True. Wow. You know, that would be great. Especially if like, let's say, medyo na late ka.
Mm-mm.
Sa, you know, when paying back. So,
I would actually just like forget about it being late if there's like, you know, may patong.
If may patong. Actually, I mean, it is a nice touch, but I don't know, it's a little awkward kapag, di ba, pag binayaran ka more than the actual utang.
No, yung parang, uy, hindi, ano ka ba? No, no, no.
Exactly.
Kasi parang magkakautang na loob ka pa.
Oo, parang eh. Ganun. Yung parang, okay, I mean, alright, thanks. Number
pero
four.
Totoo, for me, utang na loob is so weird talaga. Like, it's a, alam mo parang, it's something intangible. You don't know where it ends. Yung ganun, it's so complicated.
It is, but I think it can't be helped. Especially with our culture. Uh-huh. It's ingrained in us na parang, alam mo yun, to have that quote-unquote utang na loob. But of course, dapat naman may limits pa din, diba? At number four, from Ruth Antonio, masarap akong maging driver kasi pwede mo kong sakyan.
Yeah. Ay!
Mm-mm. Hindi, di ba? Ano siya? Nagahatid siya, di ba? Finita ride. Yeah. Available
come
siya.
On!
Ganun ka ba?
Di ba, ano, I like driving people around. Like, kapag may kailangan ka talaga and you need to, like, go somewhere. I like driving kasi... Yeah, it kind of calms me down. And then, as long as, like, you know, the music is great, the conversation is great, then sobrang goods ako sa traffic. Honestly, I never get road rage. That's, like, one of the things that I feel like I'm proud of. I never get road rage.
That's true. Oo nga. The many times that I've been with you in the car, parang never naman kita nakita na busy. Or alam mo yung momentary, ano lang, parang ano ba? And then like you get over it. Alam mo yun, hindi ka tulad ng iba na sobrang super busy na sila for the rest of the trip. At number...
Pero ano, the best din si Hazel kasama. Kasi, like you will never run out of things to talk about. Moms, remember
maliligaw
that
like, nga lang kayo.
We were stuck in SLEX for like 3 hours. Hindi tayo tumigil magsalita.
That's true. And I don't sleep kasi when I'm... When I'm on a road trip, I never sleep. I like just enjoying the view. I like talking to my companion. Enjoying the music. So, yeah. Hindi ako yung tipong tutulugan kita if it's a long drive. Number 3 from 7070. Masarap akong maging kaaway. Kasi diretso ko sasabihin, di ako nagpaparinig. Di gaya ng iba dyan.
Are you sure?
Sure ka dyan.
Are you sure?
And at number 2 from Victoriano, masarap akong movie date. Pwede mong kapitan ng braso ko pag horror. Iyak ka ng shoulder ko pag sad. At kurutin pag romance. So... Alin na siya?
Yes,
all of the above.
Yung,
narinig ko yung harurot ni kuya.
Grabe yung harurot. And I'm pretty high up. You know, I'm far from the road.
But I think, alam mo, minsan feeling ko talaga, that's the, yun nga, na siya eh, lalo siyang malakas. The higher you are, possibly. I don't know what it is. Kasi me too, diba? I hear that all the time, like yung mga busina, and I wonder, like I'm on the 32nd floor, how am I hearing all the noise? But I guess that's how noise travels. That's just the way it works.
Uh-huh.
Weird, no? But anyway.
Alam mo, the one thing I miss in your condo whenever I would swim, there's this parang, what do you call this, like view from the pool.
Yeah.
Na memorize ko pa until now. Para siyang may dalawang building and you could see the sunset in between the buildings.
You know
and I'm
what?
Like, that's like my favorite.
Ako, I like the parang the garden part. Yung parang the area where the showers are. Yung malapit sa may shower area. Diba? Parang it's nice.
Doon talaga okay sa may shower.
Pero parang okay siya na photo spot. Diba? Oh, by the way, visitors are now allowed in my building, so if you want to swim, just let me know.
Way! Wow!
Yeah. We can do that. At number... Okay, and the top na pala. Entry comes from this guy, JV.
JV says...
Masarap akong maging confidant kasi kahit mag-away tayo, I won't spill your secrets. Are you the type, you think, na you will take the secrets... your grave kahit busy na kayo nung ng tao.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I don't know. Eh, kasi parang feeling ko din it's pointless. It's pointless if sabihin mo, diba? Parang... I mean, for me, hindi yun yung parang best way to solve the away.
Right. Or kahit wala ka ng balak na makipag-friends ulit dun sa tao na yun.
Mm-mm.
And magbati pa kayo. Parang, it's, I guess it's just respecting whatever you had.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit na you don't have it anymore and you possibly will never have it again with that person. Just, you know, it will give me, ako din, parang I will be at peace with just keeping their secrets. And I would hope na ganun din sila towards me.
Ako kasi parang may levels of chismis eh. Yung parang, pag nasa pinakamababang level, na parang it really won't affect anybody if I share it to someone else. Parang okay lang sa akin. But if it's really something serious, I would take it to my grave.
Wala pa naman ako secret mo na binroadcast ko, diba? Na serious. I mean, like...
Na serious.
I do feel like, I mean, obviously, because we work together, nanlalaglag ako minsan, nanlalaglag ka rin naman minsan. But I'd like to think na... Medyo acceptable levels pa naman. Like, it's not...
Oo naman.
Alam mo yun? Meron kasing, ano eh, meron kasing lines that you can't cross. You know what I mean? Like, as a friend. So, yun. Don't worry, Rika. I mean, kahit hindi na kita co-host in the future. Ano, itatago ko yung mga super secret. Pero yung mga pwede kong ilaglag, ilalaglag pa rin kita.
You know too much.
Ako na bahalang mag-update.
You know me too
Ako
well.
Na bahalang mag-update sa kanila kung kumusta ka
na. Alam mo, minsan talaga, feeling ko kasi yung parang kunwari, whenever something happens to me, like something exciting or something interesting, minsan inisip ko, okay, hindi ko masasabihin kay Hazel kasi baka ilaglag niya ako on air. When I see you, parang I can't help it. Parang, Mom, you know what? As in, I cannot control myself.
I mean, diba? Ganun talaga. What's the point of, ano, keeping stuff from your friends? Tell everybody.
Tapos, syempre, ikikwento ko sa kanya na parang, uy, alam mo ba, kinwento ko kay Hazel? And then, this person is gonna be like, ha, kinwento mo kay Hazel?
Uy, grabe! Baka akala niya sobrang Marites vibes ako, ha?
Hindi, ako naman yung nag-share, eh. Pero parang, I mean, ox lang naman. It's fine.
Grabe na tong si ano, ha?
Ano?
Tong si Lala Land, ha? Si Lala Land. Wala nang mataw.
Wala nang code name
eh, no? Pero anyway, what about us na? Masarap akong maging.
Ano na lang? Ano ba? Masarap akong maging co-host kasi hindi kita ilalagay.
Anong hindi?
Masyado.
Masyado. Tama ka dun sa masyado. Ako ano? Ano ba? Feeling ko masarap akong maging tenant. Kasi I'm not the type that would bother my landlord for small things. Feeling ko kasi may ibang tenant na, alam mo yun, if like there's a busted pipe or may ganun. Yung parang itatawag pa nila na dun sa owner na it's your responsibility. But for me, kasi I'm the one that lives there. So I'll take care of the place. So if something gets effed up, I'll get it fixed. Diba?
Yeah.
So, wala lang.
You know, I've actually never talked to my landlord. Like, I talked to the realtor.
Yeah.
But never the landlord. And when I talk to the realtor, it's really mostly about rent. Parang sila yung nangungulit sa akin.
Ah, so
hindi
yung,
ako.
May broker kasi. So, yun
yung
may parang...
Oh, broker. Uh-oh.
Kasi ako, I started off that way until after that na, you know, I had a... I mean, sabing sana, I formed a relationship with my landlord. Pero baka naman ibang relationship yung maisip nyo. Like, I formed a, alam mo yun, like a landlord-tenant relationship. No, like, we're good. Like, alam mo yun, parang we're like kind of friends. We're very friendly, ganon, na parang...
Di ba I even met?
Yeah, exactly. Di ba? Because he's so nice, eh. He's super nice, and... Ano din siya, masarap din siyang landlord. Kaya, I think in return. Ganun din ako as a
parang tenant. Iba yung ano, iba yung dating ng masarap siyang landlord. I cannot.
Parang delikado yung mga ganitong statement. Baka mapalayas ako. Huwag ganun.
Pamayari sumugod ba sa unit?
Uy, hindi. Hindi, pero I think really, dapat ganun talaga. You try to maintain a good relationship so that it's easier for you to talk business, diba? I mean, you don't want to do business with someone you don't like, right? So, you have to be nice to each other and you have to maintain that relationship. So, anyway, before I get into any more trouble, let's wrap it up because Nikki,
ako, ano? Ano, masarap ako maging kasama sa car. Yun nga. Like I said earlier, I never get road rage. I just like to listen to music. Sometimes you don't even have to talk to me, but if you do want to talk to me, then that's great. And I never run out of patience, really, on the road.
That's true. So, yeah, I can attest to that. But anyway, thank you for joining us. And it's day one of TMR Without Chico. Tomorrow will be day two. Wednesday, he will be back. And do not
miss...
And I'm
going to be there.
The rest of the week. Yeah, because you'll be here na, diba? Tuesday to Thursday.
Yes.
So, I'll be here tomorrow as well. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll kiki. We'll tell each other more secrets. But, yeah.
Anyway. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I have too many stories to tell.
Ay! Naku, perfect pa. Lang. Kasi dalawa lang tayo tomorrow.
Oh, no!
I'm ready to kiki. So... We'll see you guys tomorrow. Catch us 6 o'clock and we'll leave you with our final track. This one's by Valley. It's called Last Birthday. Again, stick around for Nikki. She is up next with Good Vibes. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX 93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX 93.1.